was run through with a sword. Can't you see him? It's late at night. He's very tired and numb from feeling fright. Hauled to prison, he's beyond hope. His fate awaits, but soon an angel comes. Next up is to break outside. No problem. Now go and run and hide. You can be free now. 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 Who can it be? Peter, an X5 Lord. Ain't no doubt. Been through this once before. With his peers, he's locked away. Now they're trapped. In here they'll have to stay. They've done no wrong, and into that cell there was a strong and mighty angel sent to help. I'd like to hear what the doubters said. Holy cow, those freaks are loose again. You can be free now. You can be free now. You can be free now. You can be free. The men come to take me away, like those that followed me. It's not a future that I fancy, but despite that I'm free.
Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X. I am your DJ, Jerry Q, and along with me is that lyrical parody genius, Jay from Apologetics. Howdy, Jay.
Well, how do I follow something like that? Thank you. You're too kind, Jerry. Thank you. You're radio royalty. And here you are saying such kind things about me. Hey, we're doing okay. You know that song we opened up with today was Who Can It Be Now? And you just said who we are, and our parody is called You Can Be Free Now, and the person who that can be is, it could be anybody. Anybody could be free now if they trust in Jesus, and the truth will set you free. And the song itself is about Peter, two different times when God literally freed him from prison. Now, on the very last stage of things, he didn't get freed. He was willing to be crucified upside down for the sake of his Lord. But the point of that is God can free you physically. He can definitely free you spiritually. Songs we're going to do coming up next is, speaking of God, one thing we should remember is when you use his name, it's still his name. Whether you say Lord, God, Jesus, it's still his name, and it should not be used in vain. And it's a parody, that rhymes, the parody of Still the Same by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. After that, we got a Jackson Browne parody, parody of Running on Empty. The song's called Romans 120, and it deals with the whole thing about, did all this universe happen by accident or not? Bible says no. It says that man knows this deep down inside, but he deliberately chose to forget that. You can read that in Romans chapter 1, specifically 120, hence the title. After that, we have a parody called A Day in the Loaf. It's a parody of A Day in the Life. It's about a special dinner Jesus gave for 5,000 of his closest friends. Actually, probably more than that, because that's 5,000 guys and their families. Anyway, it's a parody of the Beatles, A Day in the Life. And finally, in this set, we have a parody of Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady. song's called Read Isaiah. It deals with some of the key scriptures from the book of Isaiah, although there are so many of them, it was really hard to narrow it down. But despite the length of the original song, they didn't have a lot of words to work with, so I crammed as many verses in there as I could.
And you'll find his ways the best. He's big and good, hope that's gotten through your heads. Every time any person mentions God, you would think that then they'd want to be careful as they talk. Proverbs said that God's own name is proven strong. But Exodus condemns it when his name's used wrong. You can't just swear an oath in his name you would break. And oh my gosh, for goodness sake, you know the stuff you shouldn't spake. Often it's used just in vain.
His name, still
though
his
name's defamed, no one's stronger than Yahweh. For the longest time, the Lord in love has let you slide.
Come along,
come and
find
Romans
1:20.
us know, and the way to show. People seek some reason to believe. I don't know just how anyone can see if they ain't got sight. That would seem alright. What other senses besides inform our beliefs? Looking out back at Romans chapter 1, if you will, I do not have to tell you all just how atheists have appeal. Looking round for the answers, I could determine who told me the truth. Looking into their writings, I see there's nothing new. Come along,
Romans 1:20.
Come along,
come and
find.
Romans 1:21.
Come and study the lines. What they do is really tempting. You know they make it look so fine. They love to sniff around, but they're dumb and they're blind.
I look around for food beside the lake. Found a kid who had some bread. Told the boss, he said no sweat. Had a word of prayer and bread was broke. Had so many loaves there I thought it was a dream.
Thank you.
Apologetics with an X, and we do so much appreciate you listening to our show. Of course, there are numerous ways to make it happen, as you've probably discovered already. We originate the show from Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas, which in turn streams the show at their website, angel95fm.com, and on numerous apps, including TuneIn. And due to numerous requests, Angel 95 also archives a few of the past shows on their website as well, so you can listen on demand now. And if you listen live, the show airs at 7 on Saturday and Sunday night, and at 11 Monday morning in the Central Time Zone.
That's right. And Jerry, despite the fact that the show originates from Manhattan, Kansas, you promise that even if they don't listen, you won't hit them over the head with a chair, will you? After that,
I promise not. Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you guys are psyched about the Super Bowl there, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, we are indeed. Go Chiefs.
That's fantastic. We're very happy for you. Well, the songs we're going to do next time is, if you've never been to the Super Bowl, you got to go. And this first song is called You Got to Go. And it's parody You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. After that, we have a parody of The Raspberries. It's called Show Us the Way, and it's the original one's called Go All the Way. So if you got to go all the way. But go all the way to heaven, not what the Raspberries were talking about. After that, we have a song called Boys Are Scary, and it's a parody of the Till Tuesday top 10 hit from the mid-80s called Voices Carry. And it's about Jacob's daughter Dinah, one of the sadder stories in the book of Genesis. And finally, a parody of Green Day's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, and our song is called God's Presence. And it talks with the thing about the Bible that there's a test to see if you're a Christian or not. Did you know that? Well, I'm not asking you this, Jerry. Of course you know that. The rhetorical question to your listeners, if you didn't know, there is a test in the Bible to see if you are a Christian or not. Paul says, test yourselves, examine yourselves to see if you're in the faith. Listen to the song and you can find out where to find that test and what it's all about.
I want you to know that I have prayed for you. I wish nothing but the best for your soul. I know you're worried, lovely, you'll get converted like me. When it comes down to it, there's a feel there. Cause you say hell it can't be, you should play poker, baby. You sure do make a really what a
Another sermon point, you're bored, you hit the road. I'm glad the Bible gives a test of where you'll go. So take the test, is His presence in your life? It's in the second book of Corinthians 13:5. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. So make a note of that, you still can change your mind. Take it off the shelf, read Romans 10 verse 9. Back in the heavenlies, your test is on file. You're on this earth for a very short while. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. Socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life. It's socially unacceptable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the Christ in your life.
Well, we're so glad you're listening to Apologetics for the Next. Jay, as we do this show, could you fill us in on just how many songs you have cranked out during the last almost three decades and how fans might be able to collect a few of those?
Sure, Jerry. Well, we're almost up to 700. We're getting closer and closer and closer. We should hit, Lord willing, we should hit 700, within a couple months here. We'll do them as long as God allows us to do them, and we still got plenty in mind and plenty in the works, and very excited about them. And some of the ones we've done in the past few years, that's when it just really got prolific, because we stopped touring all the time and started focusing on the studio. When our drummer, Jimmy Vegas Tanner, built a studio in his own house, that made things a lot easier for us, and it's a great, great studio, and he's a great, great sound engineer. And so, these are some of the songs that we've come up with. They came out in the first couple of years in that studio. The studio opened up in 2013. The ones we're about to play are from 2014, 2015, 2016. Anyway, we have Jessa, You Needed, a parody of Just What I Needed by The Cars. Jessa's in the book of Judges, if you're following along at home in your Bibles. After that, we have a song called Act Selfless, a parody of Black Velvet by Alanna Miles, about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples and what kind of example he was setting there. That's Keely Singer singing on that one, and she sings on the next song. She did such a dynamite job on both of these songs. The next one's a duet, and my performance pales before her performance on this next song. It's called I Went in the Stream, and it's a song about baptism, and not telling people what to believe about baptism. It's just telling them where they can go to find certain scripture verses about it to draw their own conclusions. Parody of Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And finally, we have a song called Seek Out God to Be Free, a parody of People Got to Be Free, a number one hit for 5 weeks in 1968 by the Rascals, who finally were able to drop the word young from their names, which they hated. They finally had enough autonomy that they were allowed. They built enough street cred after having hits with Good Lovin' and Groovin' and all the others that they were allowed to do their own. Anyway.
Why, oh, why are you coming here? You hate me and my kind. But when those Ammonites draw near, you kinda changed your mind. We're not the perfect. perfect matching pair. But I'll eat his rule
if you're scared.
And I don't mind you coming here. I'll face the Ammonites. I don't mind your hatred now.
Through, always striving for pleasing you, humble enough.
what should you do?
By grace. streets. People need a web, just what is decreed? Listen, please, Christians, spread the word like good seed. Peace is available with God completely free. Just what is decreed?
What is decreed?
The heavenly plan is so simple to me.
It is.
People everywhere trust God to be free. Situation, but a man can be free.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.